我们欢迎我们的朋友弟兄姐妹能够参加这一堂的布道会。
We welcome our True Seeker friends and relatives for attending the service with us.
我们觉得信耶稣啊是一个过程。
We believe there is a process in coming to believe in Christ.
这个过程是突破困境迎接新生命的过程。
And this new life has to go through into a new life.
Got to be out of despair.
Come out of despair into a new life.
那下午想用圣经上的一段记事呢来阐明这样的一个道理。
And so today I would like to use a passage in the Bible to explain this.
我们会谈到今生常常有一些 but, 常常有一些绝望的事情。
We find that in the realities of life, there are many buts.
但是呢在我们黑暗当中可以看到曙光。
But in darkness, we shall find this light.
但是要有一个新的生命总是要突破一些障碍。
But in order to enter into a new life, we must break through the hindrance.
但是有了新生命之后呢，我们也要一些新的观念。
And also, after we have received this new life, we also need to have this new concept.
我们来看列王记下的第五章。
Let's turn to 2 Kings.
列王记下的第五章。
2 Kings chapter 5.
旧约463页。列王记下第五章。
2 Kings chapter 5,
第一节
verse 1,
463页。亚兰王的元帅乃曼，在他主人面前为尊为大，因主曾借着他使亚兰人得胜，他又是大能的勇士，只是长了大麻风啊。这边在介绍有一个元帅，很威风的元帅，叫做乃曼。
Here it introduces a great and honorable commander by the name of Naaman.
他在王面前呢是为尊为大的。
And before the presence of his king, that he was considered a great and honorable.
他又得到神的恩惠呢，所以神帮助他得到胜利。
And also by blessings from God, that he was able to give victory to Syria.
是一个大能的勇士。
Here he is considered a mighty man of valor.
读到这里呢，哇，他的一生实在是太美好了。
When we stopped at this point here, his life is so great.
只是下面写着说，只是他长着大麻风啊。
Unfortunately, at the end it says, but he was a leper.
这个人生哦，真的有时候实在是觉得不完美呢。
Sometimes we consider a man's life is not perfect.
你看到我们周围当中的一些人，真的像乃曼一样啊。
If we look to the people around us, a lot of us are like that of Naaman.
乃曼可以得胜千军万马，但是则没有办法得胜一些疾病，就是没有办法。
That Naaman is able to be to be a commander over his soldiers and a multitude of people, but he cannot command over his sickness.
人生总是充满了遗憾呐，遗憾 ，sorry.
And life is full of sorry.
我认识一个少年财主啊。
I know this young rich man.
他的家境实在是太好了。
And he, his family environment is very well.
他娶个太太实在是温柔又体贴啊，又高挑啊，漂亮的太太。
And he married a beautiful and a very gentle and understanding wife.
他的一生哦，如果到生孩子之前哦，都是很美好的。
And from birth, you can say.
没有生孩子之前都是美好的。
Before he has children, he has his own children. His life was considered as very great.
But 但是呢，生下一个蒙古症的孩子。
But his child had a
handicap.
Was handicapped.
所以我看到他，我就觉得，哎呀，真的，有时候神提醒我们人哦，人生就是会有一点波澜。
So sometimes God reminds us that.There are obstacles in our faith.
我认识一位妈妈呢，她先生是一个医生啊。
I know this mother whose husband is a doctor.
生下四个女儿，每个都像这个中国小姐一样，因为她本身选过中国小姐。
And this mother gave birth to four daughters who are like beauty pageants, because she herself was also a beauty pageant.
我看四个女儿都嫁给医生啊。
And I see that her four daughters also married to doctors.
人生应该是不错的。
It seems as though life is not so bad.
偏偏她先生就出轨了，感情上出轨了。
But unfortunately, her husband went astray in their relationship.
爱上自己的护士。
He fell in love with his own nurse.
所以对她生命来讲，那个是很大的痛。虽然她的生命什么都是美好的，就是那么最重要的事情呢，哎，就是
And so in this beautiful life of hers, she finds that there is this, this despair.
好像人生常常充满这样的情形，你再看一看你的周围是不是这样子啊？
And so many times you look into life of many different people, it is indeed true.
我又认识一个姐妹，她生下两一对女儿，真是聪明伶俐。
I also know the sister who's gave birth to two girls, and they are very intelligent.
念书都是奖学金的，斯坦福大学毕业的。
And they are able to study very well academically and graduate from very good schools such as Stanford.
先生就一下子就离开人世了。
And then, without her knowing, her husband departed and passed away.
这个先生呢，其实还很年轻啊。
And her husband was actually still a young age.
所以人生啊，常常像乃曼元帅这个样子。
And so many times we discover a man's life is like that of Naaman's life.
以前讲过一个故事，就是有一个太太呢，她因为儿子死掉了，伤心过度。
I mentioned a story before. There was this woman who lost her son, and she was very depressed.
啊，在河边一直哭啊。
And so she continued to weep by the river.
然后呢，天使就向她显现。
And so one day an angel came to visit her.
她说：“你还给我儿子好不好？让我儿子可以活过来。
”And so she asked if the angel, "Can you give me back my son so that he can live again?"
天使跟她讲一个条件：如果你可以做得到，我就把你儿子的生命呢还回给你啊。
And so an angel replied and said, "If you can do something and you are able to accomplish it, then I will give your son back."
你去找一个自然源的东西，找得到找不到？哦，你找得到，我就复原你儿子的生命啊！不是人工造的，自然环境当中，你找一个圆的东西来给我。
Said, if you can find something that is naturally round, perfectly round, then I will resurrect your son.
到处去捡石头啊！
And so she,
河边捡石头。
So she went down, up and down the river looking for a perfect round
stone. 就是找不到一个全部圆的石头啊！
But no matter how hard she looked, she could not find.
到处找所有圆的大概都是人工做的，这个圆的都是人工做的。
But the things that she found that are perfectly round are created by the hands of man.
隔天啊，来天使时间跟他约会的约定的时间到了。
And so the deadline came about.
啊，真的找不到一个自然圆的东西啊！
And so she could not find one something that is perfectly round by nature.
举头一看，看到月亮，哎，天使，你看月亮今天晚上是圆的。
And then she looked above and she said, "Look, angel, tonight the moon is perfectly round."
但是明天呢？但是后天呢
？What about tomorrow and the day after?
月有阴晴圆缺啊。月有阴晴圆缺啊，月有时候也会缺一口啦。
That sometimes the moon also lacks its perfect roundness.
人有旦夕祸福，人有时候就是一下子祸患就来了。
And for a man's life, sometimes a turmoil come about his life.
真的，此事古难全啊！自古以来，这种事情就没有完全的事情了。
Ever since the days of old, nothing is considered as perfect.
这个事情跟我们讲，有时候那个灾难哦，有一个特色，就是它是突然来到的。
Sometimes the Bible tells us that afflictions come about one sudden.
我们来看啊，《传道书》九章十二节。
Let's turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 9.
传道书九章十二节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 9 verse 12.
传道书九章十二节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 9 verse 12.
九章十二节。
9 verse 12.
传道书九章十二节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 9 verse 12.
原来人也不知道自己的定期，一被恶网圈住，鸟被网罗捉住，祸患突然临到的时候，世人陷在其中也是这样子。这边形容人遇到祸患了，好像人在捕鱼一样。
Here it describes how a man being snared into an evil time is just like that of a fish.
一群鱼在那里游，你网撒下去，你怎么知道哪一只那么倒霉，就是被你捉到了
？You cast out your net, and who knows which unlucky fish get caught in your net?
一群鸟在天空飞，你砰一声的打下去，哪一只鸟那么倒霉被你射中了
？And then you are shooting in the sky, and you shot a bird, and how unfortunate is that bird?
真的是有时候人间的祸患就是突然来到，你根本就是没有想，不一定想得到的。
Such is also the snare of man in the evil time when it falls suddenly upon us.
上礼拜一直在为我们的叶传道祷告啊。
Last week we were praying for our pastor Ye.
他实在是也没有想到啊，这去医院定期检查一下，他想说年过大概45了吧，啊，想说定期检查很重要，身体检查很重要。
So one day he thought, oh, I'm at the age of 45, I should go for a physical exam.
想一检查就是射护腺癌啊。
And it was unthinkable that once he went to an exam, the results came back, and he had prostate cancer.
我看传道娘一下子大概也是受不了啊。
And then we can see that his wife also could not bear it because he's so young.
感谢主耶稣那勇敢，他来参加 NYTS.
But thanks to the grace of God that he gave Pastor Ye also the strength to attend NYTS.
那 NYTS 的时候，在有一次祷告当中，一个姐妹，一个慕道朋友在前面祷告，突然看到异象。
And then one of the prayers, one of the true seeker friends, when she was praying up in the front, and she saw a vision.
看到说有一只手呢，在跟叶传道这个就是那个有病那个部位在那边。掏来掏去的这样子。
And then she saw a vision in which there is a hand from heaven, and then that was soothing over the sick, the illness of Pastor Yang.
这个见证哦，我在 NYTS 没有勇气讲啊。
Such kind of testimony, I did not have the guts to say.
昨天终于结束，手术结束了。
Until his operation was complete.
医生说把他的东西拿起来，说哎，癌症不见了。
And after the doctor took out the cancer, that the cancer is gone.
所以昨天有一个传道在说，哎呀，那个神的手摸一摸，大概就摸好了。
And then someone said that probably God's hand was just soothed over his that area, and it was healed.
这小丽要说的就是，他真的谁会想到说，你一下去检查，癌症就临到我们身上了？这个想不到的事情啊。
What I'm trying to emphasize here is it's unthinkable to us sometimes when things come upon us suddenly, and we find ourselves sick or have cancer.
有一次我遇到一个非常高大的弟兄啊。
One time I met this big and tall brother.
身体看起来不错。
And he seems physically strong.
想不到一见到他，他就跟我讲个故事啊。
And when I met him, he told me a story.
上礼拜哦，他去 Burger King 哦吃中餐了，因为平常做 programmer 很累，想说中午吃个快，就是快是素食的吃一下这样子。
And so he said last week I was in the middle of doing programming and I took a break and went to Burger King.
那突然之间一出来之后，哦，突然之间我心脏真的受不了，我就蹲在那边哦，我实在是爬不起来了。
And then he said, after I came out, all of a sudden I felt a sharp pain in my heart, and I could not, I knelt down.
同事就把他打911啊。
And then his co-workers called 911.
一打911，医生马上开刀。
And then all of a sudden,
马上做手术了。
He was sent to the hospital, and he went under surgery.
他说心，那个心脏那里有条管子哦，堵住了，医生就把他塞进一个不知道什么东西哦，把那个血管把它扩张大这样子啊。
And it was found that one of his blood vessels in the heart was clogged, and so the doctor had to go in and to break through.
啊，那个 vein 是不是
？The
vein 对不对
？The vein.
The vein 哦，所以实际上讲真的，你这个你等一下出去把这个门打开哦，你会遇到恨呢，遇到爱呢，没有一个人知道呢，你到底会遇到什么东西呢？没有一个人知道。
And so as the Bible tells us, we walk through the outside to the door outside, and we do not know what we may encounter, love or hate.
那个绝望哦，有时候如果自己受就算了吧，如果自己来受苦那就算了。
Sometimes the pain and the suffering we encounter ourselves, and it may seem fine.
但是一个人如果有病哦，实在全家辛苦呢。
But if one person is ill, his whole family is affected.
我看到一个执事，他是癌症末期，他在写一篇文章啊。
I saw a deacon, and he was in his terminal stage of his cancer, and he wrote this article.
他说母亲的焦虑、妻子的不舍、儿子的啊。那种忧心呢，那个给他的压力哦，比他那个生病的压力还要大。
He said the despair and the worries from his son, his wife, and also his mother, caused him even more pain than the sickness itself.
问题是哦，人生有一些突然来的灾难哦，你凭自己哦，我只是医生的力量，无论怎么样去解决，就是没有办法把那个灾难解决掉，没有办法的。
So some of the difficulties and the despair that we may encounter is not due to our own personal timing, but it may come upon us any time.
这个乃曼不是国王的爱将吗？国王当红的人，国王能够对他做什么？
And this Naaman was a great commander and was pleasing to the king. But what can the king do for Naaman?
他所有的财物能够对他做什么？
All the wealth that belongs to the king, what can it do to help Naaman?
真的，有时候我们人生会走到绝境，就是走投无路了。
It is true that sometimes we walk upon this journey of life and we can meet a dead end.
这好像是一种很多人都遇到的事情啊。
And this seems as though it's quite an occurrence.
但是感谢神，就是常常啊，神在我们黑暗当中呢。给我们有曙光啊。
But thanks to the grace of God, many times when we find ourselves in darkness, that God provided a way out of light.
我们来看啊，《列王记下》五章的第二节、第三节。
Turn to 2 Kings chapter 5.
五章的第二节、第三节。
Verse 2 and 3.
五章的二节、三节。
2 Kings chapter 5, verse 2 and 3.
先前亚兰人成群的出去，从以色列国掳了一个小女子，这女子就服侍乃曼的妻。她对主母说：“巴不得我主人去见撒玛利亚的先知，必能治好他的大麻风。” 乃曼啊，第四啊，到这里就好哈。这个乃曼呢，刚好神给他安排旁边有一个啊，这个小使女啊。
Here, all of a sudden, God prepared a young girl, for Naaman.
就跟他讲说，哎呀，我这个主人哦，这么辛苦，我巴不得啊，他回到我的国家去找那个大，找那个先知以利沙，一定可以办法，有办法的。
And so she only simply said that if my master were with the prophet who was in Samaria, that he would have been healed.
感谢主啦，我们在座的弟兄姐妹呢，都是世上的光。
Thanks to the grace of God, a lot of brothers and sisters here are the light of this world.
我们好像那个小使女一样，我们常常做别人哦生命当中的贵人呐。
We are like this young girl, what we are able to lead other people.
我们好像那个带领博士的那个星星哦，就是把那个博士啊，把那些人通通带领到把耶稣基督的那个小耶稣的面前啊，让他们来敬拜这个耶稣基督。
We are just like the star. On Bethlehem, in which leads the shepherds to see the baby Christ Jesus.
我们来看一下路加福音一章的七十八节。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 1.
其实有时候绝望是神给我们一条神常常给我们一条路啊，引导我们的一条路啊。
In our despair, God provides a way for us to walk.
路加福音一章的七十八节。
Luke chapter 1, verse 78.
七十八节，七十九节。
Verse 78 and 79.
七十八节，七十九节。因为我们神怜悯的心常叫清晨的日光从高天临到我们，七十九节，要照亮坐在黑暗中死硬的人，把我们的脚引到平安的路上。我们的神真的很怜悯世人。
Our God is merciful to the people of this world.
在我们觉得好像花这个山穷水尽疑无路的时候，就是没有路可以走的时候。
When we are encountered a point of our life in which there is no path further for us to walk.
让我们觉得好像柳暗花明又一村，那我们觉得有一条路可以走了。
But it seems as though God gives us a light and for us in darkness and show us a way.
他叫清晨的日光从高天照到我们，叫我们从死荫的路上。引到平安的路上啊。
With which the day spring from on high has visited us to give light to those who sit in darkness.
所以感谢主，神安排弟兄姐妹住在我们家附近，或是刚好跟我们有接触，带领我们到教会里面来敬拜天上这位神啊。
So thanks to the grace of God, you may have some brother and sister in church who was able to guide you around your neighborhood to come to worship.
我们知道这个小使女啊，她有强烈的爱啊。
We see that this little girl had the strong love.
就是。他说巴不得啊，巴不得就是很期待的，希望他的主人可以去看这个先知啊。
If you look into her saying, she said, "If only my master." It's like she wishes so much that her master can go.
今天我们在座很多弟兄姐妹真的有很多强烈的爱，常常出去外面传福音给别人。
There are many brothers and sisters here also have this fervent love in which they go outside constantly want to save many people.
真的很多人想象啊，如果你看世上的人好像排一队，每个人都往那个无底坑掉，往那个硫磺火里面掉啊。
Just imagine.To yourself that the people of this world are lined up one after another and they are all going into the hellfire.
所以我们很多弟兄姐妹就是能够抢救一个就是抢救一个啊，赶快让他们能够享受神的恩惠。
And so if any brother or sister can grab any single one of those people and save them from hellfire, they wishes to do so.
有一次啊，小弟家来了一个朱姐妹，她是从罗东教会来的。
I one time met the sister Zhu from Longdong Church in Taiwan.
她跟我讲她一些生命的一些过去。
And so she testified about some portions of her life.
她说以前呢，在罗东教会有些人她的一些朋友呢换鬼啊。
And she said before a while ago that she had some friends who were demon possessed.
她把她带到他们家里面来啊。
And so she brought her friends to her home.
就是为她祷告啊。
And so she prayed for them.
安息日再把她带到教会去啊。
And then on Sabbath day she brought them to church.
那些换鬼的哦，有的是怎么样？有的是会到处吐唾沫的，而且甚至会有一些暴力倾向的。
And some of these demon possessed people foam at the mouth, and also some are quite violent.
啊，带到教会也会把玻璃打破的。
And some even came to church and they even break the glass on the church.
人家问说，你带这个人来这边做什么啊？这个来破坏公物啊。
And so some people come and say, oh, "How come you bring this person to church and destroy church property?"
下礼拜来再问他说，你那个复古的哪里去了？
And sometimes the next week they ask, "Who is that? Where is that demon-possessed friend of yours?"
朱姐妹跟他讲，不要出声啊，他就坐在那里听道理啊。
And then the sister say, quiet down, because she sits in the chapel
listening. 已经完全好了，你根本看不出来。她上礼拜呢，这个散着头发、吐唾沫啊，在那边发疯啊。
You could never have tell the week this week from last week because she changed so much.
因为有这么大的爱心接到在家里面呢，他们家都有小孩子的，一样的用爱心招待。
And she has this love to receive them into her home, even though her home was full of children.
除了爱心之外哦，真的古代的信徒常常很多人很有信心，一定可以好啊，见到伊丽莎必定能够治好她的病。
Besides love, many of our old believers also have this faith, just as this girl has, that if he met the prophet, he will be healed.
今天我们来到神面前，一个最重要得到恩典的字眼呢 ，keyword 就是说你一定要有信心呢。
Today, one of the key word in which we want to receive blessing from God is that we must have faith.
我们今天能够把人带领到神面前，一个 keyword 一个重要的字眼就是你本身要有信心呢。
Sometimes for us to bring others into Christ, the first key word is that we must have faith ourselves.
信心的人呢，就能够带领那个别人哦产生信心，信心可以生信心呢。
For one who is filled with faith is able to pass that faith on to one to receive the faith, to come to believe.
所以有信心的人没有一个得不到恩典的啊。
So one who has faith will not be short of the grace of God.
有时候我跟外教的朋友聊天啊。
Sometimes I discuss the gospel with other believers.
不可以否认的，神也给外教的朋友一些恩惠的，一些神迹奇事的。
And it's undeniable that God has also given some miraculous signs and also some blessings to people of the different denominations.
那我就要问一个问题啊。
And so I asked him a question.
这个明明真理真的是不完全的。
I say,It's true that your truth is not complete.
那为什么神也会给恩惠呢？
And how come God still give you this kind of grace?
唯一的解释是，真的他们也很有信心的，就像哥尼流一样，还没有信耶稣之前呢，就遇到天使了。
And the only reason being that they also have that faith, that genuine faith, just as Cornelius before he came to believe, he has that faith.
因为他原来就是拜天上神的一个很虔诚的人。
Because they are also devout and believing this one true God in
heaven. 所以真的，如果我们弟兄姐妹有信心呢、啊？你所带来的人呢，他一定可以产生信心的啦。
And so for a brother and sister who has this true faith, if they bring others into Christ, they will also see the result.
很多人拥挤耶稣基督。
There are many people that surround Jesus Christ.
只有一个血肉十二年的患血肉的人呢，伸出信心的手去摸耶稣。
There is only one woman with 12 years of bleeding reached out her hand to touch the garment of Christ.
她跟自己说，只要我一摸到，我的血肉一定会停止啊。
She so say to herself, as long as I can touch the garment of Jesus, then I can be healed.
突然之间，耶稣说，哎，谁摸我啊？
All of a sudden, Jesus said, who touched my garment?
门徒说，哪里这么多人挤你？哪有谁？大家都摸你啊，哪有特别人呢？
And his disciples answered Jesus and said, so many people, there's a crowd of people here, and everyone bumping into each other. How can you say this?
不然呢，一定有一个人摸我。
But Jesus said, in fact, there is someone who have touched
me. 那个人就出来啊，做见证了。
So she came out and testified.
所以这个小使女真的非常有信心。
And so this little girl has great faith.
您今天到主的面前来，诸位朋友们。
Today you come before the presence of God.
您一定要对这个天上的神有信心、啊、
You must first have this faith in this true God.
信第一，他是存在的。
You must first believe that he exists.
第二，他真的可以赏赐还。只要你所求的合他旨意，他一定会赏赐给你、啊。
And second is that whatever you ask, if it is according to His good will, you shall receive it.
如果这样子，我想我们就在一个正确的方向了。
And if this is true, then we are in the right direction.
感谢主，传的人有信心，来的人也有信心。
Thanks to the grace of God, what we preach may be limited, and what you
都有信心，两个都有信心。
We all have faith.
但是呢，到神面前呢，要经过一个新生命的过程呢，我们还是感到它是有障碍的。
But for us to enter completely enter into a new life, there is also still that hindrance.
啊，我们看到这个乃曼后来就啊听了这个小使女的话，就预备了很多的财物呢，要来找以利沙先知了，走了很远的路啊。
After Naaman have heard the saying of this little girl, so he prepared a lot of things and want to go see this prophet of Elijah.
啊，你想不到以利沙竟然是这样反应的。
And it was unthinkable that Elisha replies to Naaman.
我们来看五章的第十节。
Let's look into chapter 5, verse 10.
我们从第九节开始看好了。
Let's start from verse 9.
于是乃曼带着第五章第九节列王记下
2 Kings chapter 5 verse 9
列王记下五章九节于是乃曼带着马车马到了以利沙的家站在门前第十节
verse 10
以利沙打发一个使者对乃曼说你去在约旦河中沐浴七回你的肉就必复原而得洁净十一节
11.
乃曼却发怒走了说 我想哦，他必出来见我，站着求告神他的名，他神的名，在患处上面哦，摇摇手，治好我这个大麻风啊。十二节，
12.
我们到马色德和亚巴拿和法尔法，岂不比以色列一切的水更好吗？我在那里沐浴，不得洁净吗？于是气愤愤的要转身而去了。十三节，他的仆人进来对他说：“我父啊。”先知若吩咐你做一件大事，你岂不做吗？何况说你去沐浴而得洁净呢？十四节，以斯乃曼下去，照着神人的话，在约旦河沐浴七回，他的肉就复原，好像小孩子的肉，他就得洁净了。我们看到这个过程哦，真的是有障碍的。
We see this whole process that there were some obstacles.
你看乃曼的心情就是说，哦，你看哦，我原来就是个高官呢，我骑的不是骆驼是马 ，kick go 到你家门口啊。
Naaman's attitude is that he is a commander of a great army and he came with his horses and chariot and such great glory into the house of Elijah.
你没有看到我的人，至少你有听到我马在叫吧。
If you did not see me, at least you have heard the great multitude in which I came.
做人的基本礼貌，你也出来跟我 say hello 吧。
At least you should have the courtesy to come and meet me face to face and say hello.
我带这么多礼物来送给你耶。
I have brought so much present here to greet you.
想不到你连看都不看一下。
And it's unthinkable that you do not even see me.
你至少也啊，我心中在想说，你至少也在我这个犯错地方哦，手摇一摇啊，也许拿个什么棕树枝啊，不晓得啦哦，从他们的习惯、他们家乡的方式摇一摇啊，祷告一下，哎，我病就好。
He thought to himself, at least come out and you just pray to your God and then wave your hand over this place of leprosy and I shall be healed.
想不到这个乃曼拒人于千里之外，到门口了还是这么冷漠。拒人，就是很冷漠啊，无情啊。
And he feels that Elijah is so without any emotion.
伊莎啦，伊莎很冷漠啊。所以有时候我们来到教会哦，我们的期待跟你实际上发生的状况有时候不太一样啊。
And so sometimes we come to church, our hope, according to what you expect, may not be exactly the same.
这个时候人有时候会觉得很灰心呢。我来到你们教会，我本来期待这样子，怎么不是这个样子呢？
And so sometimes we may lose faith, and we come to church and say, how come this is not what I expected?
有的人来到教会哦，期待祷告的时候很安静啊。
Sometimes people come to church and expecting that to pray in silence.
哦，怎么你们祷告闹哄哄的，怎么变成这个样子啊？
How come when I pray here, everyone's so loud and so,
吓死人啊。
so aggressive? It scares me.
所以昨天晚上有一个慕道者走之前，他这样说啊。
So one of the truth seekers yesterday before she left, she said.
感谢主，第三天我就不害怕了。
And she said, thanks to the grace of God, the third day I was not afraid anymore.
我看前两天哦，大家都是蹲在那里这样祷告，很小声啊。
And the first two days, I see her kneeling there, and very quiet.
第三天哦，她真的很勇敢，跟我们一起祷告，看到身体震动很大。
And so third day, she really prayed with us, with her loud voice, and she was moved.
真的，我们会有一些期待，有时候会不太一样。
And so sometimes, according to our own thoughts and expectation, it may not be the same.
有个老婆婆啊，她来到我们教会慕道。
There was an old lady that was true seek in our church.
因为我们一位姐妹呢，带她来，那个老婆婆呢，膝盖有毛病啊，有那个风湿症关节炎呢、啊。
And this woman has problem with her knees.
啊，我们的姐妹跟她讲说，你来教会，耶稣会医治你哦。
And so our sister testified to her, "Come to our church, and Jesus will heal you."
你到教会里面来，开始找耶稣在哪里呀、啊、
？And so she first came to church. She said, "Where is Jesus?"
这个墙壁都是白白的，怎么找不到耶稣那尊像呢？那尊神明呢
？And so she came to our church and looked around the walls. Everything is white, and she was expecting to see an image.
啊，那个姐妹跟她讲说，哎呀，我们这个神是最大的啦，他是看不见的，他会住在我们心中。
And、so the sister testified.To her and said, "This God, in whom we worship, is the greatest, and He is invisible to our eyes."
他就很单纯的就是相信了、啊。我祷告，他就觉得怎么膝盖那么温暖，一股热流呢，到我的膝盖那边，在那边转来转去的。
And so, therefore, she just simply believed, and she knelt down to pray, and then she felt this warmth and this comfort on her knees.
所以啊，主耶稣就利用这个机会呢，医治了他的病。哦、
and so, God, Jesus used this opportunity to heal her of her sickness.
所以我们来到教会啊，我们有时候要去除啊自己的期待啊。
And so, sometimes we come to church, we must toss aside and put aside our own expectations.
这个乃曼是何等的人物啊！
And so Naaman indeed is a great, has great position.
啊，先知不但不理他，还叫他去约旦河啊沐浴七次就好了。
Not only did the prophet not see him or greet him, but the prophet just told him to go wash in the
water. 心中想，岂有此理！我们家乡的两条河都比你们家的河干净啊！
And so Naaman thought to himself, "How dare you tell me to go wash in this filthy river? My river in my backyard is even cleaner."
这是什么？
What is this?
这是什么障碍？
What is this obstacle?
这是心中的一点点骄傲啊。
This is the little pride within the heart of
man. 我们家的比你们家好啊，我们国家的比你们国家好。
My house is better than yours. My country is better than your country.
魔鬼起初就是骄傲的。
Satan begins with pride.
今天我们来到神面前，常常有一些魔鬼的阻挡。
Sometimes when we come to before the presence of God, there is an obstacle from Satan.
就好像以色列百姓要出埃及，要过红海，要走那个神的路啊，跟旷野的路啊。
Just as the Israelites exodus out of the land of Egypt, enter through the Red Sea, about to go into the land of Canaan.
那个心硬的法老王哦，骄傲的法老王哦，就是不甘心啊，最后还是来追啊，要抓你的后腿，不让你能够出埃及啊。
And that Pharaoh who has a hard heart, wants to capture the Israelites and return them back to Egypt.
这个在我们教会常常发现这种情形啊。
Similarly, in church, it occurs.
在太平洋教会有一个小，我们要给一个大概十岁的小朋友叫小甜甜呢、啊，我们叫他小。
In Pacifica Church, there is this young boy, whom we call
小甜甜不是 boy, 小甜甜是 girl.
A young girl, 10 years old, and we were to baptize her.
哦，她妈妈也是很想要受洗啊。
And her mother also really wants to be baptized in our church.
还在决定当中。
And she was still in the midst of consideration.
啊，礼拜天要就是跟着小甜甜一起要来开车来教会，要来受洗啊。
And on Sunday,
要想要说要报名啊。
On Sunday, she was driving with her young daughter to church, thinking to be baptized.
她是一个中国大陆来的，从来就是无神论的，从来不晓得偶像，可能不晓得偶像长什么样子。我在想啊。
She came from mainland China. She was an atheist, and she does not know what is an idol.
啊，在车上的时候，这个魔鬼就让她。一直在身上一直看到一尊像，一尊偶像。
And as she was driving, that Satan let her see this image.
那个偶像的力量让她觉得非常的压迫感很大。
And then that image made her feel so pressured.
一直跟她讲说你不可以受洗啊。
And it just gave her that feeling that you cannot be baptized.
真的有时候受洗没有那么简单，是一个力量的拉锯。神，你要进神的国，魔鬼不甘愿啊！法老王怎么甘愿你不在我的国家当奴隶呢？不甘愿的。
Sometimes for us to be baptized into God's kingdom there is a great obstacle. Just as Pharaoh does not want the slaves to depart and no longer dwell in his country to serve him.
真可惜啦，真的有时候常常我们遇到这种事情。
It's very sad. Many times we encounter this.
尤其在我们真耶稣教会。
Especially in the True Jesus Church.
因为这你一旦受洗，你就属于神的子民啊。
Because once you are baptized, you are called into the children of God.
不要说受洗，连慕道有时候都有困难。
Not only to say baptism, but even while you are truth seeking, you may find there are obstacles.
有一个朋友呢，他已经打算七点要来我们教会聚会，六点要来吃饭了。
There is a truth seeker friends who plan to come to at 6 o'clock to eat dinner and have service.
怎么五点钟他的车子呢就被人家打破了？那个车窗被人家打破，皮包被人家偷走了。
And then 5 o'clock, without him knowing, his window was broken, his car was broken in, and his wallet was stolen.
早不发生，晚不发生啊，就是那个时候会发生啊。
It was not before or after, but it was just at that timing.
感谢主，这是考验我们是不是真的可以胜过的一个机会啊。
Sometimes this is a test into whether we can overcome it.
我很佩服我们教会的一些姐妹啊，我弟兄姐妹，他们真的对神很有信心。
I really admire some of the spirit of our brothers and sisters.
他们就是能够克服从魔鬼来的阻挡。
They are able to overcome any obstacle that Satan may throw at them.
我昨天提到一位张寿菊姐妹。
Yesterday I made testimony of the sister Zhang.
我真的很佩服她，她来受洗是不简单的。
I really admire her when she came to baptize. It was not an easy process.
她的先生一直不希望她成为基督徒啊。
Her husband really did not like her to become a Christian.
但是她很坚决，她就是要来灵步道会那段时间，就是一定要来听道理，一定要接受洗礼。
But she was very persistent.And so whenever there are evangelical service, she would go and attend.
就在灵步道会前的一个礼拜，她先生中风啊。
And so the first week before the evangelical service, her husband got a stroke.
她有两个选择。
And so she had two choices.
这个先生中风，你不照顾他怎么行呢？
Her husband has a stroke. How can she leave him behind and not take care?
因为他的家离教会要两个小时开车。
Because her home from church is about 2 hours drive.
可这个姐妹很有信心哦。
But the sister has great faith.
通通帮先生安排好了，今天安排女儿，明天安排儿子。后天安排谁，通通的 schedule 通通把它排好了。
She planned out a complete schedule of who will take care of her husband, their sons, their daughter.
还是一样按照她的计划来聚会来受洗。
And so she still made the same plan to come to church to attend services and to be baptized.
所以真的感谢主，她可以胜过。我们希望我们每个人都可以在这个真心生的障碍当中呢，能够有勇气拿出信心来。排除所有障碍，能够接受耶稣基督做我们生命的救主啊！
Likewise, we hope everyone who want to come to believe in this faith and the truth that they also able to overcome the hindrance and to enter into this new life.
感谢神呢，神赐给乃曼一个很聪明的一个奴仆。
Thanks to God that God has prepared for Naaman a very wise young girl.
他说主人呐、啊，如果先知吼、哦、叫你婚误叫你做一件大事情，你岂不是会做吗？
God also provided for him a wise servant in which they replied to Naaman that if My father, if the prophet had told you to do something great, would you not have done it?
今天就叫你做这么小事情, 就到河里面啊, 就好像我们实习, 请你到海边里面, 我们5分钟就结束了, 奉耶稣圣名为你洗, 洗你的罪, 起来, 啊, 这么小的事情, 啊, 你就不做?
How much more to just simply wash in the water, just as we go in baptism for 5 minutes, you go into the water and you be baptized.
真的, 其实这个救恩的路是不好走的。
Indeed, this journey of salvation is hard to walk.
但是所有的步骤都主耶稣基督帮你去完成了，痛苦的过程通通帮你完成了。
But all the pains and the suffering and the difficulty, Jesus Christ himself have already walked through it.
他为我们铺了一条路，只要你有信心，接受他的洗礼，你起来，你就变成个新人了。
He has already paved the ways for us. As long as we have this belief and this faith, we wash in the water and we shall be washed, our sins will be washed away. And this grace contains the salvation in which guarantees us to the heavenly kingdom in the future.
我们在世上哦, 要得到好处哦, 常常要流血流汗, 很多的 energy, 很多的精神要投进去的。
Today in this world, in order to receive certain kind of benefits or good things, we must first invest our energy, our time, and our toil.
几年前哦, 我们在湾区哦, 不小一段时间, 大家工作好像, 好像疯了一样啊, 大家都是 overtime.
A few years ago, I remember in the Bay Area, a lot of people's work were very crazy. Everyone was working overtime.
很多人呢, 把那个睡袋带到公司里面去睡啊。
People even brought their sleeping bag to work to sleep overnight.
一个弟兄听到这个信呢, 啊, 这个哪有什么, 公司里面睡觉, 这个没有什么啦。
And one brother heard it and he said, that's nothing to bring sleeping bag to work to sleep.
他说我为了完成我的工作, 48个小时没有睡觉。
He said, for my work, that I was able I continue to work for 48 hours straight.
真的人为了保持一份工作，就是卖命哦，他就是要把工作给完成啊。
In order to maintain his work, that man will sell his life in order to preserve it.
一定有生病啊，就是再远的飞机，为了要找名医呢，再远的路程呢，他都要跑去找名医得到医治啊。Sometimes
for their own sicknesses, that one would travel halfway around the world in order to see a famous physician.
很多宗教，你要信他们的信仰，你要三跪九拜啊，是不是？ 叫三跪九叩啊，那个你要一个朝圣的路啊，常常你膝盖要跪破了，你这些像有些我知道，像回教的这个啊朝圣啊，或是佛教的，你要去参他们的活啊，有些礼呢就是一定要三跪九叩啊，这是很严重的。Or
some religions such as Islam or Buddhism in which they may have to go through some pilgrim journey and they would have to kneel until their knees break.
仆人说这么难的事情，如果现在叫你这么做一些难事情，为了你的病好呢，为了你的那个麻风得到洁净呢，你都会去做的啦。So
here, if the prophet had told you to do something even so difficult, you would have done it.
那今天这么小的事情，你怎么可能不去做呢？
But today he's asking you to do something so easily. Why would not you not try it?
突然之间好像醒过来一样啊。
And then all of a sudden it seemed as though Naaman was able to understand.
诸位朋友，麻风大麻风呢，就好像现在的罪一样啊。
Dear friends, today leprosy equates to our sin.
啊, 先知说呢, 你沐浴七次, 你的大麻风就要洁净了。
And so the prophet said to Naaman that you go wash in the river 7 times and you shall be healed.
就好像今天耶稣基督跟您说, 只要你在活水的泉源里面, 奉耶稣名受洗, 你的罪就会得到洁净一样。
Just as Lord Jesus said to you, today you go out into the water and you baptize in the name of Lord Jesus Christ and your sins shall be washed away.
所以让我们拿着单纯的信心哦, 跟着乃曼到最后被欠醒一样呢, 跑到这条大河去啊。
And so let us have the simple belief and just like Naaman, and just go and do it.
我们相信耶稣基督是我们的救主。
We believe our Lord Jesus Christ is our Lord.
我们相信耶稣的宝血在水当中。
We believe his blood dwells in the water.
我们相信圣经是神的话。
We believe the Bible is the word of God.
我们相信这个教会是神所拣选的一个得救的唯一的教会。
We believe that this church is chosen by God and is the church in which has the salvation to the heavenly kingdom.
这个信耶稣不难的啦。
It's not that difficult to believe in Jesus. As long as you believe in these things, if you determine to walk after the ways of God, your sins is able to be washed away by His blood.
当然，这个新生有障碍，我们的这个新生命啊，得到新生命之后，不是停止在那里啊。
Of course, after we have received this new life, we do not just stop there.
我们看乃曼哦，他有一些新的观念呢。
Let's look into Naaman. He has this new concept.
我们来看撒母耳记下,
Let's turn to,
对不起,列王记下, 5章。
Let's turn to 2 Kings chapter 5.
列王记下 5章的14节,
Verse 14.
我们读15节。
Let's read 15.
15节, 乃曼带着一切跟随他的人回到神人那里，站在他面前说：如今我知道，除了以色列之外，普天下没有神。现在求你说仆人的礼物啊。这边提到说呢，乃曼他有个观念，就是除了天上的这位真神以外呢，普天下没有别的神了。
Here that Naaman came to understand this new concept. There is no God in all earth except in Israel.
诸位朋友，当你经历过神的恩惠之后，神给你神迹奇事之后啊。
Dear friends, after you have received the grace from God or experienced the miraculous signs of God,
如果你得到圣灵,
if you have received the Holy Spirit,
圣经上讲就是一个神迹啊。
The Bible says it, this itself is a miracle.
因为圣经上说在末后的日子啊啊，人要一个神迹，就是要说新方言呢。
And as it is stated in the Bible, in the late and last days, the man will speak new tongues.
啊，从今以后呢，你要一辈子服侍这位神呢，而心中没有其他的王啊。
And that throughout your life, you are only to serve this true God and no other kings in your heart.
所以我们觉得这个洗礼哦，跟婚姻差不多了。
And so baptism is like a marriage.
你嫁给一个主耶稣基督哦，就一辈子不要离婚了。
You marry to Lord Jesus Christ, and for your whole life, there shall be no divorce.
因为你离开了，主耶稣常常讲哦，你以后犯罪。比现在更不好。
Because as Jesus said, if you commit further sins later on, it is worse than if you have not believed.
我记得应该是我们在发生在我们这个教会。
I remember it also happened in our church.
我们一个姐妹呢，她原来信主的过程啊，是就是可能精神上有一些毛病来信耶稣的。
There was a sister who came to believe after because she had some psychological problems.
那来信耶稣之后，可以说好了99%啊。
And after she came to believe in Christ, you can say that she was made well about 99%.
我记得当初她爸爸过世。
I remember that there was one time her father passed away.
他要回家之前呢，我们弟兄姐妹常一直的跟他劝勉说：“你回去哦，对你的爸爸哦，因为你已经信耶稣了哦，你不可以跪，不可以拜。”
And so our brothers and sisters encouraged her and said, "When you return to your village, to your father's funeral, do not kneel down to worship."
啊，这个姐妹大概不晓得有没有听进去啊。
And I don't know if this sister really heeded their encouragement.
可是后来我听说啊，她一回家呢，马上耳中啊就有一个声音跟她讲啊。
But what I heard was after she returned home, she begins to hear.
好像是爸爸的声音。
Hear this little voice sounded like her father.
怎么一个人过世了，可能在上来跟你讲话呢
？How is it that her father died and is still able to talk to her?
其实那是魔鬼假装的。
But actually, that's Satan talking to her.
他说：“女儿啊，你回来喽。”
And say, "Daughter, you've returned home."
我好想念你哦。
I think about you a lot.
啊，这个姐妹啊，在经过这样的一个过程之后啊，她后来就跟着拿香跪拜啊。
And then after a while later, she could not resist, but she took the incense and worshipped.
很可惜啦，我不晓得现在有没有继续来聚会。
It's very unfortunate, but I do not know if she is still within church today.
后来旧病复发。
And later on, her old sickness came back.
甚至到不能再工作了。
To the point that she could no longer work.
我们觉得很痛心啊。
And so we felt very sorrowful.
我们的神是忌邪的神啊。
Our God is a jealous God.
他不喜欢我们跟那个邪恶的掺杂。
He does not like to see us mingle with wickedness.
除了我以外，不可以有别的神。
There shall be no gods beside.
所以南门的观念是，除了以色列之外呢，普天之下再没一个真的神了。
And so here, Naaman is able to acknowledge that in the whole earth there is no god except in Israel.
后来他要送礼物给伊丽莎，伊丽莎不接受。
Then he wants to give gifts to Elisha, but Elisha refused.
伊丽莎让这个外邦人知道，其实。以色列神的恩惠哦，是白白的给你的啦，是这个恩典是白白给你的。
What Elisha want to point out to Naaman was that this God of Israel gives grace freely.
今天我们来到真耶稣教会哦，真的，如果我们有奉献要爱神，那都是出于心甘情愿的，没有人强迫我们。
Today when we come to Jesus Church and we want to offer is out of your own voluntary free will.
因为神的
no one pressure you to do.
神的恩惠是白白给你的。
Because the grace of God is given to you freely.
如果出于有任何的那种奉献，出于感恩的心呢
？If you offer out of a willing heart.
而且是直接奉到教会的奉献箱，是不给任何人的。
And then you put it directly into the offering box.
乃曼不接受，是为了要纠正不，伊丽莎不接受，是为了要纠正乃曼的观念。
Elisha did not receive Naaman's gift in order to correct his concept.
我们来看17节。
Let's look into verse 17.
这是一种新的生活的展现，一个新观念之后一种新生活的展现。
This is a manifestation of a new life, of a new concept.
乃曼说：“你若不肯受，请将两骡子驮的土赐给仆人。” 从今以后，仆人必不再将欢祭或平安祭献给别神，只献给耶和华啊，只献给天上的神。这么就要说，他以后回家，他要对天上的这位神呢，有一种敬拜的一种行为啊。
Here Naaman says, after he returned home, he will have this new outlook and new worship.
以前他所拜的，他不再拜了。
The other gods that he worshipped in the past, he will no longer.
以后我的生活当中，一定有拜神的生活在我生命里面。
Now the future in the what is ahead in his life, he will have God in it.
所以生活有一个新的选择啊。
And so in his new life, he has this new choice.
朋友，如果你要接受我们的耶稣基督
，Dear friends, if you want to receive Lord Jesus Christ,
你一定要决心过这一种新的生活。
You must also turn and to have this new life.
就是你要尽量你所做所行所想的尽量能够。符合圣经上所要求的。
That what you do, what you say, must try to abide by what is stated in the Bible.
当然，人不完全呢。
Of course, we are not perfect.
我们可能100%的做得到。
Of course, we cannot achieve that 100%.
但是，只要我们每天跟神祷告。
But as long as we pray to God every day.
我们每天读圣经啊。
We read the Bible, the words of God.
你会知道神为家庭给你力量。
You will discover that God will give you this new.
神会帮助你行道。
That God will give you the strength to walk in.
我们的信仰是从信心开始，从信心结束。
So that our life we begins with faith and we end with faith.
圣经上的这个话语就是从信以至于信了哈，就是从信开始，从信结束了。
That we come to believe.
本于信以至于信了，本于信以至于信，对不对？英文是 from faith to faith， 是不是
？From faith to faith.
好，就是说我们在行道的过程当中呢，不是用自己的意志力行道，也是用我们的信心在行道。
And that it is not by our own will, but by our faith.
就是我们借着祷告在行道，借着查经在行道。
And that it is by a prayer that and also by reading the words of God that we are doing things.
一个人怎么样软弱，您知道吗？就是当一个人不聚会的时候，他就开始软弱了。
You know how one becomes weak? It is when one refrains from coming to service.
不是，所以我们要常常亲近神呢、啊。
And that's why we need to constantly draw closer to
God. 我们要知道我们已经信耶稣的时候呢，我们的像昨天啊，传道给我们勉励的，我们不要出埃及的心还在埃及里面。
So just as the pastor encouraged yesterday, we departed from the land of Egypt, but let our heart not yearn after that land again.
圣经上有一位坏人哦，一个税吏财主啊，就是撒该啊 ，Zacchaeus。
In the Bible, there is a tax collector by the name of Zacchaeus.
他这个人信耶稣之后，他的生命180度转变了。
After this person came to believe in Lord Jesus, he has a 180 degree transformation.
他跟耶稣这样讲啊。
He said to Jesus,
如果我以前骗过人哦，我要还给他四倍啊。
Anyone I have cheated in the past, I shall return him 10.
我的财产一半要帮助穷人呢。
And half of my property, I will help the poor.
这是很不简单的一个改变呢。
This is not an easy transformation.
因为他的生命现在是以耶稣做满足，不再以钱财做满足。
Because now his new life has been satisfied by Lord Jesus Christ himself, not by his wealth.
过去的错呢，他一定要把它弥补过来。
The past mistake he have committed, he now want to recompense.
啊，这就是生命的改变了。
This is the transformation of a new life.
感谢主，在我们这耶稣教里面，很多弟兄姐妹，他们信了耶稣之后，的确生命有改变。
Thanks to the grace of God and to Jesus Church, many of the brothers and sisters who come to believe, they also have this transformation in their life.
有个弟兄最近前些日子跟我讲一件事情。
A brother not too long ago said to me,
他说公司要升他做经理啊。
That the manager, the company wants to promote him to become a manager.
我说恭喜哦，那很好啊。
And I say congratulations, that is a good thing.
但是他说，但是我不接受啊。
But he said, I refused it.
我跟老板说，你多加点给我一些钱就好了，你不用加我心里没关系啊。
And so I just said to my manager and said, just increase my salary a little bit, but not change my title.
我说你为什么不想当经理啊？
And I said, why don't you want to become a manager?
你不知道啊，当经理之后我就没有办法到教会做圣工啊。
And he said, do you not know if I become a manager, then I cannot attend services and do holy work.
责任跟分量都加倍啊。
And then the responsibility and the stress will increase.
所以我看到这个弟兄真的，我是觉得很不简单的。感谢主。
So I looked at this brother. It's actually not easy.
他的生命他自己知道自己要追求什么。
For in his life, he knows clearly what he needs.
他有一个全新的生命上的观念了。
He has this new concept and this new life.
求主耶稣帮助我们慕道朋友。
May God help all our true seeker friends.
也帮助我们弟兄姐妹。
Also help our brothers and sisters.
让我们知道我们今生是有绝望，因为困难的事情会发生的。
We must acknowledge first that in our life there is despair.
但是只要信耶稣，就有一条路可以走。
But if we believe in Lord Jesus, there is a way out.
在黑暗当中一定有曙光。
That in darkness there is light.
在进天国，甚至在受洗之前，我们会可能会有一些障 拜。
And that before we enter into the heavenly kingdom or receive baptism, there may be hindrance.
但是我们凭着神，我们一定可以胜过。
But by God, the strength of God, we can overcome.
最重要是今天我们是一个全新的人。
And more importantly, we are a new man.
啊，过去的已经旧了。
The past is old.
在主里什么都是新的啦。
In the Lord, everything is new.
所以我们有个新的灵魂、新的生命、新的观念。
New spirit, a new life, a new concept.
完完全全跟世上不一样的。
To be completely different than
that of the world. 那是在主里有满足、有喜乐的生命。
That a life content in the Lord.
愿主耶稣帮助我们。
May God help us.